Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is an AboveTopSecret.com podcast reply to my thread, Gunning for Your Heart and Your Freedoms. Well, I'd like to thank all the people who have replied so far. I'd also like to say to Relentless, I don't know what you're apologizing for, girls. I have no idea. It was a very vague thread to begin with, and don't worry about it. But you did bring up the few facts and figures for me about the amount of American police that are killed. And you were saying 139 police officers were killed in the line of duty in 2004, with guns and traffic accidents claiming the most lives. Now, there's a few parallel threads talking about this lady police woman being shot, and I was on there talking with some of the guys down there, and it seems in my last pod thread I might have exaggerated a slight bit by saying only 100 people have been killed in the, or how many, 150 odd in the last 100 years in England, and I was talking about that they'd never been armed. But Stu Mason on the thread actually corrected me on that, and it seems that the UK police did actually have an option to arm themselves up until, I think it was the 60s, he was saying, and at the minute there's certainly a lot of armed police there, but as far as I'm concerned, the general police force is not armed, so outside special cases, they don't all carry weapons. But thanks to Stu Mason anyway for clearing us up on that. On what Silent One Wolf was saying, the Silent Lone Wolf. I talk about people messing up my name, man. You know, I'm one to talk. But as Silent was saying about the polls and give an example of how information can be twisted and how it can affect an agenda, or how we can get an agenda brought into play, and basically my opinion on polls is that polls are bull, they're rubbish, they're not worth really mentioning in any regard. I mean, I go back to the woman PC shot in England, and the poll that I was talking about in the original podcast, and the results so far on that are yes, all the police should be armed. 30.56% people said yes, all the police should be armed. The winner was more armed police should be on the ground, should get training and should be available to the police at 38.82%, and no saying no, we have enough guns as it is at 30.63%. So basically the majority of people are seen to be calling for more guns on the street. That's what it is. You get the people who say yes, they should all be armed, and the more people and added together, and it's 70%. So you come in and you look at the poll results, and maybe you go, you know, there's enough people armed. You know, we don't need more guns on the street. And you go into that poll, and you look at it, and you go like, oh, crap, I'm in the minority. You know, maybe I should change my opinion on this, you know. Oh, I don't want to be different from the rest of the crowd. And this is the danger in polls. And you're saying, well, you know, it's general consensus. I mean, what's the problem? My problem with this is, if you get one guy, like Bill Riley, on his show, and Bill Riley gives his opinion, and you can say, well, I don't agree with you, Riley. You're full of it, and you can just dismiss him as one person. But you see a poll, and you sort of get this automatic reaction that, oh, good, you know, there's a lot of people thinking that way now, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm different to everybody, and maybe I should change my opinion. And see, that's what's dangerous, because you don't know who's making these polls. I mean, some of the polls about Bush's popularity, over the last couple of years are highly questionable. Highly questionable. And the thing is, you know, you're not asking everybody's opinion, even if they are asking real, actual people, which I highly doubt. They're probably going into like the Bush fan club or the NRA or whoever suits their agenda that they will give them nice poll results. So I really, really don't hold much mass in polls. And I think Silence linked to, or rather replied to my podcast was an excellent example of how these polls, apparent opinion of the people, can influence real world events. Now, we're going back to the gun debate in England, and I'm looking at a page in, it's a debate over whether to arm police, and I'm just going to go down through this little bit of news here, and it's got the same poll over in the top corner again about arming the police that I was talking about earlier, and it gives a number of examples of the debate. Now, the debate is quite interesting because if you read down through this, three quarters of it is biased towards arming the police, and the one good guy is at the end, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Ian Blair. You got to wonder about the surname there, you know. Oh, I wonder, is there a connection? And he's saying 90% of the Met is unarmed and he wants to keep it that way. Oh, what a good guy, huh? And everybody's going, what a good guy, what a stand-up guy. That's another example of what I'm talking about, yeah? Positive reinforcement on that side of things. While on the other hand, you have the people saying it's nonsense that if you police are armed, that the criminals will carry more guns is nonsense, and that they're already being outgunned on the streets of Britain day and night, as you know. When you look at the facts and you see how many people actually have been killed in the last few years. There has been a marked increase in the last couple of years. Last 20 years, maybe 11, I think it's 11, have been killed in England. So, yes, we definitely need to arm the police, don't we? It's, I'll certainly link to all these articles when I've finished, and I look forward to hearing some more views from everybody. Good night.